Welcome back to another episode of College Hockey Talk. On today's episode, I am joined by Edina girls hockey player who is committed to the University of Wisconsin, Hannah Halverson. As a captain of the team this year, Hannah, at the time of this recording, has 18 goals, 19 assists for 37 points. In her career, Hannah has over 170 points and counting. Hannah has won two state championships with Edina and has also participated in the 2022 Women's Hockey Festival for Team USA. Hannah, welcome to the podcast and thank you so much for coming on. How's everything going?
It's good. Thanks for having me.
I'm excited to have you on, and obviously you're a senior this year, so how has your senior year been going for you, both on and off the ice?
It's been good. It's really just flown by. Like I swear once Christmas break hit, it's like almost toward the end of the season. But I love it so far. We have a great team and it's weird being the oldest, but I like it. So
Yeah, for sure. I heard that your senior day was yesterday. How was that?
it was good. The parents did such a good job of making it special for us seniors, and yeah, it was sad, but it was
Mm-hmm.
definitely like a super fun moment for all of us seniors, and I'm glad we got to have it. So,
Now let's talk about your team this year. So your team has been playing really well this season, only losing five games. How have you guys sort of handled the pressure of being a top-ranked team and also sort of maintained that winning consistency throughout the regular season since you're so used to it in your time with the team so far?
I would say we treat every game like we go into every game thinking like this could be like our last, you know what I mean? Like it's just like such a fun, we kind of take it as like, I don't even know what I'm saying right now, but we just work so hard every game, and Sammy, our coach, does a good job of just like hyping us up before games, and I think we've shown up in these big games, so it's been good for us for sure.
Now, obviously, you're the captain this year. So, what type of leadership have you tried to bring towards the team? Would you consider yourself more of a vocal leader or lead by example type of player?
I would say a little bit of both. I obviously like there's on ice leaders, and I would say I could be an on ice leader, but I've really tried to be an off ice leader and like picking up the girls, getting to know the younger girls, and that's one thing that I've kind of pride myself on this year. So I would say a
Yeah,
little bit of both.
that's awesome. Now, obviously, you mentioned her a little bit, but your coach, Sammy Kauger, just got 200 wins this past week. So I'm just curious, what's it like being coached by her? And what has she sort of meant to you in your career? And how has she sort of helped you become a better hockey player throughout your time in high school?
Sammy has really had a huge impact on my hockey career. From like the day I started on Edina, I knew like she is going to be one of the best coaches I've ever had, and she shows every day that she just the love that she has for her players and on and off the ice. She really holds us accountable and still loves us like one of her own. So she really has had a big impact in my hockey career. She's a great coach, obviously, like those wins show, but yeah, she's just a good person and a great coach, so I love her.
Now, this year, what would you say is the biggest improvement you've made to your game since looking back since your freshman year?
I would say kind of like how I see the ice. I'm kind of like trying to get ready for college, and so just like kind of getting ready for like the how quick college hockey is going to be. So I'm trying to move the puck more quickly and just kind of seeing the ice in a different way than I did freshman year.
Now, last season, your team lost to Andover in the state tournament in a very tough, hard-fought game. How have you used that game as motivation heading into this season? And what are your team's goals and expectations, I guess, for the rest of the season?
Yeah, so obviously losing to Andover, that was tough. We kind of like thought about it, like we thought about it almost like every day going into each game, and we just played them recently, and I hadn't beat them since my freshman year championship game, so that really brings a lot of fire out of us, and it ended out on a win, which was nice, but just that feeling never really goes away, and it almost makes you want to work harder each game to hopefully never feel that again. So it's just fired us up a lot and gets us excited for next games coming.
Now, is Andover your team's biggest rival, or would it be Minnetonka? I'm curious
I
if
don't
there's
know.
any
I
debate
would
over
say it's
that.
a little bit of both. Yeah, they're both great teams and they're both like super fun games. And We all get super hyped up for both games. So I don't know. I would say they're both pretty big rivals.
All right. Well, let's transition now and talk about the beginning of your career and sort of work all the way down to where you are today. So you're from Edina, obviously. So talk about growing up there and how did you start playing hockey and falling in love with the sport?
I started skating before I could even remember, probably like three. My grandpa played. None of my parents played, but my mom's side is a very big hockey family, and so I also have a twin brother who I played with. And so yeah, growing up through Edina, their youth hockey programs are great. And then yeah, I played at Breck for a little bit, which I had a great experience there. And then coming back through high school, it's just been great. I love Edina. No complaints about it, so it's been great.
That's awesome. Does your twin brother play for the high school team as well?
Yes, yep.
Nice, nice. Is he going to go to the North American Hockey League, USHL, next year? Because I know sometimes the boys play up until senior year and then go to one of those junior leagues.
Yeah, he's kind of undecided. I think he's gonna go play out east somewhere for the for a couple months, but yeah, he's pretty undecided right now. So yeah.
Well, best of luck to him. That's pretty awesome. But getting back to you now. So, who are some of your favorite teams and players that you like to watch growing up?
One big one for me was Grace Dumwinkle. She played with my sister at Breck, and I just like loved watching her play and seeing how great she was a person off the ice too was really cool. And yeah, I would say watching her, and then watching obviously like any like Hannah Chorsky and all those girls has always been a big impact on me. So yeah.
Now, you started your varsity career with Breck School as an eighth grader. So, what was your hockey experience like with Breck? Playing with some great players like Ava Lindsay. I think Emily Zumwinkel might have been on that team as well. So, what was it like being on that team for that year?
It was one of my favorite years. I was so young, but they make you feel like you're like, I forgot that I was a middle schooler on that team. Like they make you feel like you're no one's young and no one's old. So I played on the line with Ava, and I've been best friends with her since I've been little. So it was so fun to kind of play together, and sad that we don't get that anymore. But yeah, she's got a great game. She's a really good player, so she definitely helped me become a better player. And Emily, of course, she's a great player too, and it was super fun to get to play a year with her, so I loved it.
Is it going to be weird now being rivals with Ava with the
It
promoter
is, yeah.
battle?
We've kind of been rivals for like, she's on Tonka, I'm on Edina, and then Wisco and Minnesota, but you know, it's fun. We love it. We love playing against each other, so yeah.
Now, what made you want to switch schools and go play with Edina once you got to high school?
My sister was on the Breck team. She was my captain my eighth grade year, her senior year. But I knew deep down like Edina is where I'm from, and I was so envious of like their team. I just knew right away like I kind of wanted to go to public school or bigger school, and yeah, Edina's just the perfect fit. So
Yeah.
didn't regret any decision for sure.
Now, coming into high school with the Dino, what was some of the biggest adjustments you had to make, sort of being brand new on the team? Because I would imagine a lot of those players that you started playing with already played with each other for a long time before you joined the team.
Yeah, it was a big adjustment, especially going from single A to double A. But I would say my biggest adjustment was just there was a lot of seniors that year, and we were so good. I think that was the year we went undefeated. So it was just like kind of knowing my role and just kind of adjusting to the speed of the game. And like, but it wasn't like the girls were so welcoming, and it was such a fun year that they made it super easy. But yeah, I would say the speed of the game going from single A to double A was pretty big.
Now, what have been some of your favorite memories with the Dyna so far? Obviously, you hopefully have some more memories to make for the rest of this season, but looking back on it now, what's some of the best ones you have so far?
Definitely winning state my freshman year was a huge memory for me. But I would say just any section, winning sections is always a great feeling. Yeah, but winning state is definitely up there for me.
So I'm not from Minnesota, so just talk to me about the Minnesota high school hockey scene and what's it like being a player in that atmosphere, especially at the Xcel Energy Center. for the state tournament because it just feels so different than other states. And it seems like you guys care so much about it compared to other states. It must be kind of cool for you to sort of be a part of that.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the coolest things I've ever experienced. It's just the energy, the like it's surreal. Like you're on the ice and there's like your whole school comes, all the parents, all the friends. So it just gets you so fired up and it makes you love the game so much more. And I'm so lucky to be a part of a team that has luckily gone there a couple times. So yeah, it is definitely an experience that I will never forget.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Like, have you ever talked to any players outside of Minnesota? And is it kind of weird for you knowing that they had to leave their hometowns to sort of develop and get better where you get to stay where you're
Yeah,
from?
for sure. I just never really understood it, and I think I forget how lucky I am to just be able to live at home and play such good hockey, that it's just so much fun too.
Now, I have a weird question for you because I found this odd. Why do people call your team the Cake Eaters? I don't get that at all. So I feel like that's probably a Minnesota
It's
thing.
like an Edina thing. We've grown up with it. Just the cake eaters for Edina. I
That's
don't.
awesome. That's awesome. Well,
Yeah.
I think your team's pretty cool, but I guess a lot of people don't like you guys that much
Yeah.
based on online. But I think it's pretty cool because I think you guys have cool jerseys, and a lot of players that I know watching college hockey in the NHL now played for your high school.
Yeah. United is a great program. We do get hated on a little bit, though.
Listen, you got a fan out east, so at least hopefully that
Good.
helps out a little bit. But I want to ask you about some of your teammates you got to play with Edina. First one was Jane Keel. What's it like again? What was it like getting the chance to play with her?
Oh, Jane was. I played on a line with her my sophomore year, and it was one of my favorite lines. She's just a great player off the ice, too. Having her as a captain, too, really was a big impact on me. She's just a great player. She sees the ice really well. Her speed is, she's so fast. And I was so lucky to play with her and become so close friends with her, too.
Now, you mentioned that Hannah Chorsky was one of your mentors growing up. What was it like getting to be your teammate your freshman year?
I loved it. She was good friends with my sister, and so I've kind of grown up with her. And then she kind of took me in as a little sister for her my freshman year. And yeah, I love her. She's just the best. She was a great captain, a great teammate, and a great role model for me. So,
And then you got to play with Vivian Jungles, who's now with Wisconsin, so you get to be your teammate again next season. But what was she like with Edina, and how excited are you to play with her again?
I'm so excited. I love Viv. She is just unbelievable. She's one of the best players I've ever played with. She probably is the best player I've ever played with. And she's just such a nice girl. I'm so excited to have 4 more years with her, or not four, 2 more years with her. But yeah, I can't wait. She's just such a great girl.
And then last teammate is your current co-senior, Taylor Porthen, who's going to play with UConn next year. What's it like being her teammate? And how excited are you to see her play out east?
I'm really excited. I know that she is super excited about it too. I've played with her growing up, so it's been so fun. I went to school with her when we were in elementary school, so growing up with her has just been so fun, and to get to play with her is even better. So I love it.
Now let's talk about your college hockey recruiting process. So, first of all, for college hockey fans that have never seen you play, just describe your game to them and what can people expect when they watch you play at Wisconsin next year?
I would say my game is a lot of speed, and just trying to look for players. That's something that I really use, is try to like just use my speed a lot and see the ice pretty well. Also score some goals, but yeah, that's my biggest thing, is I would say.
Would you consider yourself sort of a physical player as well, sort of trying to win those board battles and, do that kind of stuff as well, again, a good net front presence? Because that's something I noticed watching your highlights.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely use my body a lot, and I like to get in there. So yeah.
Now, what was your recruiting process like, and why did you choose to go to Wisconsin?
Wisconsin was my dream school. My 7th grade year, I had a head coach who would bring us to Wisconsin. We did up a tournament there, and we got to see the locker room, and I just fell in love with it right away. And so going into my recruiting process, I kind of knew that that was my number one school. And getting to go on my official visit, I just saw what a great campus, and I just fell in love with it, and super happy I got the chance to go there. So I kind of knew, I really was like, it's my one. So I'm super happy about it.
What are you most excited about when you think about playing for Wisconsin next year? Is it getting to play for Mark Johnson, who's an absolute legend? Is it playing in the WCHA against some of those other teams like Ohio State, Minnesota? I'm just curious, sort of, when you think about next season, what sort of makes you the most excited?
Yeah, definitely playing in those big games. Obviously, Mark Johnson is one of the best coaches around, and so I'm super excited to get to play with him. And yeah, just like the culture that they have on that team and all the fans that they get, it's amazing. So I'm super excited.
How do you think your high school hockey experiences have prepared you for college hockey?
One thing that my coaches have done is like been super good at like helping my game improve, not just for high school but for college, and like hounding down on the little things that will help me improve my game. So they have definitely helped me in that aspect of getting ready for college.
Now, what are your team and individual goals and expectations with Wisconsin for next season?
I would say just to get to know the girls and just have a great time. I know a couple of the girls, but I'm super excited to just, they're just such great players, and I'm so lucky to get the chance to play with those type of players. So just trying to like fit in and do well. And I'm just super excited to get to know everyone.
Yeah. And obviously, I know you're busy with your season now, but have you been watching any college hockey this season, and sort of what's your thoughts on all that?
Yeah, I've definitely been watching a lot of college hockey. It's kind of what I expected, but everyone's so good, and it's so fun to watch just like their game and how quick it is. And yeah, so I'm excited for them.
So let's transition now and talk about and go into a segment I like to call the non-hockey segment, where I ask you some non-hockey questions to get to know you a little bit more off the ice. So first one is, if you could do anything for a day, what would it be and why?
If I could do anything for a day, I would probably just spend it at my cabin and be on the lake. I've grown up on Bay Lake at my cabin, so that's one of my favorite things to do. And just being on the lake, I could be there for forever. So that's probably what I would say.
Yeah, I'd say for me, probably just going to a hockey game and having dinner after. Pretty basic answer,
Yeah,
but
a great one
I
too.
like hockey a lot. So I think that's no better day than going to a game or playing as well. Now, if you could have lunch with anyone in the world, who would it be and why?
That's hard. I would say probably Connor Bedard.
Yeah, that's a good answer. I'm trying to think what hockey player I would want. Probably like Austin Matthews, because I would love to know like how he improves that wrist shot, because I think it's the
I know.
best I've ever seen
It is.
personally.
Yeah, for sure.
Now let's ask you some questions about some of your teammates. So who's the funniest teammate you have at Edina?
Oh, I would say probably Stella Hankinson. She's a funny one.
Which teammate has the best off the ice style, besides yourself, obviously?
Beside myself, off the ice style. Tori Anderson. She's got good style. So
Now, what is your most embarrassing hockey moment?
I probably have a couple. I would say winning sections last year against Blake. When we all went to go celebrate with our goalie after, and everyone threw their gloves and everything, I tripped on a stick and just ate it right across in front of everyone. So that one I would say is up there for sure.
Hey, at least you won the game, so I feel like that sort of
Yeah.
takes the sting out of
Just
that a
so
little
happy
bit.
I didn't even realize. Yeah.
Hopefully there's no video of it,
Oh,
because
there's a video. Yep. It's on my Instagram.
Now, what music do you like to listen to?
Kind of depends. In the summer, I'm a huge country girl. Kind of like through fall too, but yeah, I'd say I love country. It
Yeah.
just always puts me in a good mood.
Any go-to artists? Because I know Morgan Wallen released a new song on Friday, and it's very good. So I'm assuming it's him or some other people like him.
Him and like Zach Bryan and all those guys are great.
Now, one more non-hockey question is, what's the most interesting thing you've read or seen this week?
Ooh, read or seen? I don't know. That's a tough one.
I can give you my answer if you want.
Yeah, let's hear yours.
So obviously, I thought it was really cool seeing Boston University play Boston College and this past weekend. It's the first time both schools have faced each other as number one and number two in pairwise, and they have 28 combined NHL draft picks. I think like eight first rounders as well. It was just a really fun series seeing both those barns being sold out, and yeah, it's just a fun rivalry. So I'd say that was probably super interesting to
Yeah,
see that all
that's
go down.
cool. I bet.
Well, let's get back to some hockey questions now. First one is obviously you went through the process and I guess are still going through the process. So what advice would you give to younger players on what it takes to become a Division I college hockey player like yourself?
I would say like putting in the extra work really means a lot, like those 6 a.m. practices before school, or I know that they're just like a drag, but they actually do help a lot. And everyone also has their own path, especially with like the recruiting process. So not to get like too stressed about it, and just to like focus on your game and not really anyone else's, is I would say that was a huge thing for me. It's just like focusing on myself and my game, not comparing myself. So
What should be done to help grow women's hockey from your perspective?
what they're doing right now with the PWHL is just so cool. Like with the media and getting all those fans there. So I think like just having people attend those games and just seeing how good they are and how much they care about the game is just really cool. And I would say it's the biggest thing.
Now, do you have any shout outs you want to give to any of your teammates, family members, friends, feel free to let them know now.
Yeah, shout out to my team. They're the best. I love them. So, yeah.
And who should we have on the podcast next?
Ooh, should have Lindsay Avar. She's a good one. She's a good player.
Well, Hannah, I just want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your day and coming on the podcast. I really do appreciate your time and I wish you nothing but the best for the rest of your season, and obviously, I can't wait to see you play with Wisconsin very soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.